missionaries, Iliad. He is from Central America, or Northern, Central America, and he is a missionary down in Florida. He was in the hospital for something wrong with his heart, and all of a sudden, you know, a whole bunch of us, hundreds, maybe thousands, were praying for him. And the doctor said, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. That's happened many times. But also, I have friends I prayed for, and all of a sudden I have to pray, Lord, take them home quickly, because they're nearing the end of their life. Some of them are 80, 90 years old. One or two are 42, 43 years old. But the thing is, God doesn't always answer our prayer always the way we, quote unquote, want it to happen. Otherwise, we'd be God. Am I right? We'd be God. But He is God. He knows the best. He knows the long haul. He knows the end of the runway and how it climbs. So the idea of daily prayer, persistent prayer time, not just daily prayer time, but persistent is, again, the idea, John, as you're reading a paper, at times you might see something there and say, Lord, just help him in that way, or help her in that way. It's persistent prayer time when we're doing our studies and we need a little bit of help to remember, or we're going over figures as we're watching a child. There's times in which we need to say, Lord, you don't have to say it out loud, but Lord, I need help here. I need wisdom. I need guidance. So the idea of persistent means that isn't just something we do as part of our daily ritual, though we should do it. That I do pray. I pray today, and I pray almost every day on a stationary bike. And it's anywhere from 30 on Sundays, so it's a little bit shorter, about 25 minutes. But I pray for different pastors on Sunday. I pray for different churches. I pray for DCCC every Saturday, and pray for them to be able to thrive here in the Dayton area. But remember what it says here in verse 23. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope. That means staying in your lane. How many here, when you get on the road, you purposely go from lane to lane just at will? Now you do when you need to pass somebody, right? But if you're in a two-lane road and cars coming towards you, it'd be kind of idiotic to swerve in their lane. Am I right? But some people do that spiritually. They are going down the road of life and they're swerving to other